Welcome to Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet, a mother-daughter podcast about all things magic and mythology and pop culture. And we're on.
And we're on.
Hey, everyone. I'm Liam, the daughter.
Lori, I'm the mom.
Welcome to Witch Whispers.
Witch Whispers.
Hey.
Hey.
You're up, and we've got a special one today.
We have a special one today. I'm double dipping.
You are double dipping. Because you had a story to tell.
I did have a story to tell.
And gosh darn, we're going to let you tell it, girl. We're celebrating today.
We are celebrating. Exciting news, everybody.
News.
Me spill the news?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Guys. The Pittsburgh City Paper came out today.
Yeah.
And we won first place.
First place, bitches.
For best Pittsburgh podcast and best Pittsburgh blog.
Oh my Lord.
It's a double hitter.
You sounded just so showman-y. I loved
Did
it.
Did I?
I loved it.
Oh my gosh. We are so excited.
We're so pumped. Excited.
We can't believe it.
That's all thanks to you all. Oh my gosh. So this because you voted for us.
Yes.
That's just so cool. We're like, we've cried about it.
We've cried.
We're not even going to lie. We've known for a little bit now.
Yes.
Because we had to get like a photo shoot.
Yes.
There is a story to tell.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We do have a story to tell.
You know, and we are written about in the paper.
Yes.
A really good article.
Oh my gosh. Great article.
I was weeping this morning when I read it. It was just, I don't know. I think they nailed it.
Yes.
Right?
Oh my gosh. We have to give a huge shout out to our photographer, Mars.
Our photographer lore.
They did the best job. We had the best time.
We had so much fun.
It was a good time,
a
really good time. And we've got stories to tell about that. And then also Sarah, who wrote the article about us.
Super cool article.
So cool. You brought us to tears.
Oh, yeah. Even fact check Jake was tearing up over there. Come
literally
on.
Captured the essence of Uncle Bob's Magic Cabinet.
Yeah.
And we're so appreciative.
So appreciative. Thank you so much. I think our listeners are really going to like appreciate that and feel super proud.
Yes. This is a win for all of us.
You got us here. That's just so cool. Like we used to get the city paper. Like this
is a
big deal. You know, think about your cities. Paper, LOL.
Yeah.
You know, like when I was a kid, I used to go and look at what was going on in the city, and there was always stuff about art and music. And
oh my gosh.
It was our
jam. We would like go, we would get coffee, we would go to Jerry's, we would get the city paper.
We did have like a routine.
We did have a routine, sit at the bookstore and read the city paper and see what was going on in the city. It was the pulse of the city and it still is.
Still is.
So thrilled to be a part of this and
to
be
see
acknowledged.
Ourselves in it.
I never thought it would happen.
Hey, we're damn near a centerfold.
We got a full page spread.
If you're in Pittsburgh, go and make sure you get a copy.
Yes.
But we'll link it in our show notes. You can go and look at it online. You can look at the whole paper. There's so many cool, you know, Pittsburgh businesses and places. You have to go and check it out.
Yeah.
But we're damn near a centerfold. We've got like a full page spread.
Oh my
gosh. And my bob was bobbing. My bob.
And my boobs were boobing.
My bob is the centerfold. you were looking a little boobalicious.
I was a little chesty.
I said they should have called us Uncle Boob's Magic Cabinet in there. You were looking a little busty. What did you pull out, like a push-up bra?
No.
I noticed it the day of, too. I was like, wow, girls are out. Impressive.
That was not the intention. I did not do it purposefully.
Flaunt them. And we're in that paper a whole lot. So the boobs and the bob are just really getting their moment to shine. Let me tell you how happy I was when I was like, oh my God, a photo shoot. And
my
bob is frizzy and, and fucked up. Got a fucked up bob. Now it's just going to live in infamy. I'm in the archives. I'm in the Pittsburgh archives with this bob. Fuck. That sucks. No, the pictures are super cute, though.
Adorable.
So do you. And the girls look good. I'm so proud of us.
I'm so proud of us. All of us. This community that we have built.
Yeah.
Everybody that went out and voted. Everybody that's been riding for us from the very beginning. You've been here for the ups and downs.
Yeah.
This is like such a win for all of us.
It really is.
Yeah. And we're so happy for everybody, for us, for everybody that's been along the ride. It's just been, this is just great.
We should all be celebrating together. This is super cool. We hope that you're proud. Cause again, this is all because of you. And we're so happy to do this every week, and we love you and we love this show. And so it's really cool to be recognized like that. I'm just so proud. Thank you all for voting for us. It's just the coolest thing. Make sure you go and check out the article.
Yeah, absolutely. And so when we got the email for the photo shoot,
Laura said, now's my moment.
Now's the moment.
Now's my moment. Let's talk about the photo shoot.
When we got the email for the photo shoot, we thought, why not do something spooky?
Yeah, we were like, now hold on. If we, you know, first of all, we were awkward as fuck. Instant, we had nothing to wear. We had to go to the mall, and we both ended up with just like black, like just pure black. I was like, okay.
It was the fall black though, not the summer black.
You know what? There are differences.
I know.
And we were riding the line. We chose to go fall black. I almost wore my leather jacket, and Laura told me I looked too Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I was like, is that a bad thing?
I was like, where's Mr. Pointy?
Bring a Mr. Pointy. I didn't want to scare the photographer. Meet me at this tunnel. And I look like Blade.
Oh my gosh.
So Laura came up with the cool idea.
Yes.
To do the photo shoot at
the Green Man Tunnel.
Ooh. Is it the Green Man Tunnel or the Greens Man?
The Greens Man's. It's a Manfred Mann cover band.
I was letting you go. I saw your mind trying to go there.
The Green Man's Tunnel. The Green Man Tunnel. The Green Men Tunnel. God dang it. Why do you have to ask me such difficult questions?
I thought that was a simple one. That's my bad. I thought that was going to be pretty cut and dry.
The Green Man Tunnel.
Okay, yeah.
That's what I'm going with.
You know what, Laura? Rock it.
Yeah, so we thought, why not tackle some local Pittsburgh spooky lore?
Spooky lore. Yeah. Spooky lore with lore.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, this comes with an announcement.
Yeah.
So you're kind of kicking off a new segment here. We're going to start. We've talked about this before, and we're finally going to do it in celebration of our win. Okay. We're going to do local lore. Ooh, with Laura. Maybe Laura's going to take the fucking lead.
Yeah.
So what that means is you can email ubmcpod@gmail.com. That will always be in our show notes with the tagline or what's it called? The fucking, you know, the subject line.
Yes.
You know what?
Local lore.
I went to school. I do have a college degree. Put in there
local lore
so we know how to find it. And you can tell us about the local legends, urban legends.
Yeah.
I don't know, cryptids.
In and around where you live.
Anything magical. If you have a personal story that goes along with it, you will be like bumped to the top.
Oh, yeah.
Right? The meatier, the better. TM.
Ooh.
We love meat. That sounded so dirty. You're so
only
proud.
When your mind goes there.
I know. Send in your local lore.
Yes.
To that email address. And we're going to start bringing those in for Witch Whispers every now and then. Ooh, that's going to
be
fun.
Exciting.
And we do one day hope to just like travel to all of these places. That would be so cool.
Oh my gosh. That's the dream.
All right. So you're going to kick it off with a Pittsburgh one.
I am.
Okay. Give it to me.
Perfect. Right?
Yeah.
So again, we decided to meet the photographer at the Green Man Tunnel.
Yeah.
I had never been.
I hope they weren't scared. Yeah. Because it is like you look it up and it's like haunted, spooky, creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you please meet two strangers at this, you know.
Seems legit.
Spooky locale.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, well, you may have guessed it that it's called the Green Man Tunnel because it's supposedly haunted by a green ghost.
Ooh.
Who also goes by the name of not only Green Man, and that's not the Celtic Green Man.
Oh, you know what? It is a little confusing. Right? I was thinking that.
It's not the Celtic Green Man because he glows green.
Kind of like the pirate in SpongeBob.
Yes.
I do like a green glowing ghost.
Who doesn't?
I do.
But he also goes by the name Charlie No Face.
Okay.
Which sounds like a character out of Goodfellas, right?
You know what it does? Little New Jersey. No, that was not a Jersey accent.
No, it wasn't.
I fucking try so.
But I wish you would just stop. But he's like, I'm going to get the paper. Get the paper.
Okay, was that any better?
Yeah, it was.
You little fucker. It was not. Okay, you know what? I prefer Charlie No Face to Green Man, though. It has a little more, more scare factor. A little bit.
All right. So, again, we've talked about this, and maybe it's just the collective conscious, or maybe it was because we were, like, I don't know, awkward. We're awkward human beings. And so, but it was like on our drive there.
No, it was crazy.
I was flip-flopping in the tummy, right? So we're driving down these winding, eerie, tree-studded back roads.
Ooh.
And we arrive to await the arrival of Mars, yes. Our photographer.
Yeah.
So getting out of the car, we're like observing the surroundings.
Beautiful.
And there's like this
stunning.
Yeah, there's like this lower road and a tunnel. And so I just assumed that was the tunnel, right?
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like hidden in a hillside.
Yes.
But it's only one lane.
Didn't like it one bit.
It winds around the hill. So I'm totally creeped out. And I'm like, well, this must be it. Because literally you have to lay on your horn.
And you do, yeah.
As you're going through the tunnel.
To make sure no one's going to come down.
Opposing traffic cannot see you.
Maybe that's like common. I don't know. I've only come across this like once or twice in my life. So I don't know. It creeped me out. It's kind of Sleepy Hollow-esque. Like it is very much giving like spook.
Yeah.
Spooktacular vibes.
Absolutely. And that was already creepy enough. I was like, I'm spooked. I'm in.
I don't like a car horn either.
No, because it echoed in the tunnel and it was like
kind of
jarring, abrasive.
Kind of like nails on a chalkboard, didn't like it.
Right, right. But upon further inspection, we noticed that there was another tunnel, like up above the first tunnel.
Yes.
On the hill, covered in like vegetation and foliage, right?
TM, yes.
You attempted to climb the embankment to get a closer look.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
It was not easily accessible, making the creep factor a little bit higher.
Yeah, it was on a little bit of a steep hill, and you know what? I'm not very, what one would say, athletic. I don't, you know what? Let's be blunt. I was like, drink my pumpkin beer.
And upon like looking at the map, that was indeed the tunnel, the second one.
Right, it's kind of up top. I did get up there.
Got up there.
Me and Jake went another day.
I was going to say, you went up there. It was covered in graffiti, filled with like salt. Because it's where they store the road salt for the winter.
Okay.
And so you were automatically creeped out. My ass was not climbing up the hill.
Laura, I would have paid to see it. I would have paid to see it.
Well, you know.
And you were wearing flip-flops.
We'll get to that in a minute. Minute. And then you had to slide down the hill in your fancy clothes.
Yeah. And I had fucking crust and dirt all over my ass. So we were really looking great. It was really a good time.
And it was.
The blob had gotten very frizzy by that point.
Because it was like 90 degrees.
Because I was in the vegetation near the tunnel.
All right. So here is the haunting tale of the Green Man Tunnel.
Okay.
All right. Legend has it that one day an electrical worker was in the area working on some power lines.
Okay.
And tragedy struck.
Yes.
The man was electrocuted.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Killing him.
Okay, rest in peace. I'm so sorry.
So gruesome were the extent of his injuries.
You just like took a fucking very serious turn.
I did.
And you never warned me.
It's part of my charm. I'm getting my storytelling voice out and I'm coming out of left
of mystery.
Okay. I'm like, it's all fun and jokes and laughy until it's not.
You know what? That's so you. That's so you.
Anyway, the extent of his injuries were so gruesome. It's told that his face was completely melted off.
There she goes again.
Hence the nickname Charlie No Face.
Oh, well, I get it now.
You get it?
You know what?
Right?
Solid name.
And then the electrical current gave him a green glow.
Okay, right? It's giving me Wes Craven's Shocker.
Mitch Pileggi, where you at?
Hello. Okay. Yes.
So the ghost of Charlie is often seen wandering the rural roads at night and disappearing inside the tunnel.
Yikes.
And there's
two of them.
Right.
He could take his pick. Maybe he haunts both tunnels.
Maybe.
Right?
Maybe.
Top and bottom.
Absolutely.
Same.
The tunnel is known as the Piney Fork Tunnel.
Okay.
It was built in 1924 to service coal mines along the Pennsylvania Railroads.
Okay.
But has been abandoned since 1962.
Abandoned?
Giving it that spooky, ominous feel.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even need a ghost. It's already creepy in and of itself.
No, it's very creepy. We didn't finish saying. Me and Jake went back another day and he helped my ass up the hill.
Yeah, we had to wait and take Jake. So
Jake had to help me up. Help!
Yeah, so we got got footage.
We got footage. Yeah, it will be over on Patreon in a few days. Yeah. But yeah, I can confirm. Just really fucking spooky. We went kind of like, I don't know, later than we were there. Yeah. I don't know. It was just, and now all of the leaves are changing.
The sun was going down.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, is it spooky or is it that collective consciousness that like
I think, lends as to always, the... I will say, I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think the environment is just spooky. You're right. On all of those winding roads, yeah. Which is just kind of like, and the Pennsylvania woods do have this like, spook, palpable
spook factor.
Magic to them. Yeah. It can be spooky and it can be, you know, but, yeah. And you're deep in the woods where this tunnel is.
Yeah.
So I think it just automatically has, and tunnels are just kind of fucking creepy. What good has come from a tunnel? Well, I guess you just said they were transporting goods.
Yeah.
It besides
allowed,
that.
It allowed people to live.
Sustain life. Yeah. Besides that.
Exactly.
I don't know, but I do think it's like a good setting for like a scary story.
Absolutely.
Kind of. And then I think when you have the collective energy, people are visiting there. There was all kind of graffiti and it was like kind of spooky shit. There were like symbols. As above, so below was on there. So maybe some, you know, witchy people were up there.
Yes.
So it is adding to this.
Adding
like,
to the spook factor.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then to add also into the folklore, it was said that back in the day, teens would take their cars to the tunnel. Turn off their headlights and then summon the green man by calling his name. Hello, Candyman.
Right? Candyman. What's the girl?
Bloody Mary.
Yeah, there you go. How many times do you have to say it?
Three.
Three. Ooh, you know what?
Didn't
it's
say
always
in this
three.
One, but it's always three, right? I'm just assuming.
Lore, okay.
And then he would appear to like just
hang
pop
out,
in
or?
Out of thin air. He'd just show up. Here
Hello.
I am. Here I am.
Hello.
You, you rang.
Okay, bye.
Right? But if that is not enough to make you poop your pants.
It would.
Right?
It would.
Cross your fingers that he did not touch your vehicle.
Why is he? Why?
Because then your car would either stall.
No.
Or not start.
No, I don't like
and
that.
And you'd be stuck there.
I don't like when you involve automotives.
Stuck in the dark with a glowing green apparition. No,
no
thanks.
I don't like it.
But you know what I have to say? Why are you antagonizing these ghosts? Why don't you just like let them roam in peace?
Right.
I mean, you
Why
asked for
you
it. You went there.
Them?
You called his name.
Why are you calling me?
You will reap the wrath.
Definitely me as a ghost. I can't even say anything. Be like, you fucking bother my ass.
That's right.
I was just trying to finally get some rest.
He wouldn't allow
so you'll
it.
You'll pay big.
All right. So here is where we separate fact from fiction.
Okay.
All right. Because this myth has some truth behind it.
Does it?
It does.
Okay.
There was no electrician working on the power lines, but instead a young 8-year-old boy named Raymond Robinson, who while out playing one day crossed paths unsuspectingly with a power line. Now I read several articles and each one had him like being electrocuted in a, you know, a different cause.
Way,
so
sure.
I'm just going to say, you know,
classic urban legend,
tragedy struck and Ray was electrocuted, sending 22,000 volts through him.
Rest in peace, Ray.
Right. And although,
I don't mean to laugh.
Well, that's the thing is he lived.
This really happened.
He lived to tell the tale. Yeah.
Okay.
So he lived to tell the tale, but he became horribly disfigured.
Oh, no.
Okay. Leaving him with no eyes. So he was blind.
Okay.
No nose, a missing ear, and a missing arm.
Okay.
And also the myth says that he cast this green hue.
Why?
Had like a green hue to his skin. I guess the electricity. I mean,
science.
I can't answer, but
you know what? I don't know.
He had a green hue to his skin.
Okay, you know what? I believe it.
So there you go.
All right.
But as he grew older, he became the target of gossip and cruel townspeople.
Okay.
So Ray began to only go out at night, sticking to the back roads and paths. These nocturnal strolls only added to the lore.
Okay.
So by the 1960s, the legend was drawing people from far and wide to try to catch a glimpse of this ghost.
Seriously?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. People would, like, cars would be lined up.
Oh, damn. I didn't know we were in, like,
right?
We're
well,
insane.
That's the other thing, too, is, like, that echo that you feel like when you go into those energy kind of vortexes where so many people.
That's true. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So eventually as time passed, Ray became somewhat of a celebrity once people realized he was real and not a ghost.
Ray.
People would actually wait for him with beer and cigarettes on his nightly walks.
Did Ray like it?
Was
in
Ray exchange
into the beer?
For like a tale or a photo.
Give me a fucking,
he's like, hey,
give me an icy light and a red and I'll tell you a story.
I'll take that. Marlboros. I'll take the libations.
Lori,
would you like a cocktail? Ray passed away in 1985.
Rest in peace.
And has been all but pretty much forgotten. Aww. Because when people talk about this legend, which continues to endure to this day,
right.
It's, you know, if you make your way to the Green Man Tunnel, you may catch a glimpse of the vengeful glowing green spirit known as the Green Man.
Well, you know what? I say justice for Ray, because it didn't seem like he would be very vengeful. He was getting his beer right. and his cigs.
Well, that's what I said. He's all but been forgotten.
Right, and it just and took the, on this other...
Oh. Yeah.
Well, you know what, Ray? Always yeah. in our hearts.
That's right. R.I.P. Ray.
Rest in peace, Ray.
Okay,
you know what?
So that's the tale of the Green Man's Tunnel. Yeah.
You know what, Laura? I think it's Green Man's Tunnel. I think it belongs to
the Green Man. Oh, okay.
I don't think it's Green Man let's Tunnel.
Get, fact check, Jake. Let's like, get some clarification.
Not like Blue Man Group. That's a different...
it's Green Man's.
It belongs... This
the tunnel is his.
Belongs to Ray.
And the road salt that salts the roads for Pittsburgh.
You know what? Yes. You know what? I don't know.
They cohabitate.
Hey, we had a fun time going there, though.
Oh, my gosh.
So, it was absolutely stunning. I would say if you're in the area, go check it out. It's like a good spooky kind of haunt thing, but it's yeah. also just if you like being outside.
Beautiful.
And it's, yeah, there's water and, beautiful. You know what? Speaking of water.
You know, would it be Uncle Bob's if there was not a story to tell and, you know, awkwardness to ensue?
Right.
Yeah. So Mars thought maybe we could go down into the water.
So we took a picture in front of the tunnel,
yes.
not the one up very top, like, you know, yeah. the actual, but down the at the bottom. One. And we got some, you know, we were in the mugwort. We were in the foliage.
Dreams do come true.
You know what? We were giving blue steel. Yes, we were doing our thing.
Yeah.
We had one pose. Only one pose. That yeah. I said, this is all we know. And we're sticking to it.
That's right.
And then Mars was like, hey, let's go down in the water.
Would you mind going down this hill? And standing in the water. Of course, we're like, absolutely.
Yes.
Whatever. You want me to stand on my head too? I'll do it. The unfortunate thing was because we had the fall black on and it was 90 degrees out, I was like, I'm not wearing my boots. I'm going to wear my flip flops.
I said, are you sure you want to
yes,
do that?
Yes, you did.
She has Doc Martens. No, she opted for my house flip flops.
Yeah.
Like flip flops.
Comfort. I got to go for
like
comfort.
A slipper.
Yeah, I got to go for comfort. That's
right.
What, yeah. So we're down in the water and
everything's going
we
great.
We stepped in the water.
We did.
And before I did it, I was like, I probably should take these shoes off and go in my bare
it's like
feet.
It's like a croc material.
Yeah.
Right.
So once I was in
not
the water, I was
water
like,
resistant.
Not wise. These are now slickery. They're slickery.
They're slippy. Yeah.
Yeah. So then on my way back up the hill, of course, I fell down
Laura
the hill.
Took a tumble.
And the shoe went. The shoe flew. And I was like, save the shoe, Lee. Save the shoe.
You were very concerned about the shoe.
I was.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then I crawled up the rest of the hill in my bare feet. One shoe on, one barefoot.
She is beauty. She is grace. She is an award-winning podcast host, everyone.
Hey, we can say that now.
We can.
We're award-winning.
We won some major awards.
We've won a major award.
You know what?
It's fragile.
You know what? I love this. That was a really cool legend.
Yes, I loved it.
I really liked learning about that. We are so, you know, that's like right in our wheelhouse now.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we should do like ghost hunting.
Ooh.
Oh my God, we should totally ghost hunt.
Ghost hunt. Let's call Zach Bagans.
You know what? I would like to have a little chat with him. I have some things to say. I do have some things to say to Zach Bagans. I think about it sometimes.
Do you?
What would I say? There's so
I'm
much.
Sure you probably
I
have a notebook.
Write a thesis
you probably
on
have
it.
A notebook.
I do. And
oh my
Chris
gosh.
Angel.
There you go.
Who, oh my God, I saw he's coming out with a podcast and
oh,
it and
no.
it is sending off a little bit of, you know, some alarm signals
oh,
in my head.
No.
Yep. Yep. I fear I may have to walk back on my love for Chris Angel. But you know what?
There you go.
You know what? Stay tuned. We'll see. We'll see how that goes.
There you go.
Hey. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm so proud.
To us and to everybody out there.
And to fact
Thank
check
you.
Jake. And I'm so excited to show October when she's older.
Yes.
This newspaper.
And
oh
we,
my gosh.
We were just saying this morning because we woke up at 7 o'clock this morning as
yeah.
soon as the paper hit the stand and we were
so
on route.
Excited.
We had to go get it. We got a stack.
We did get a stack.
But we were just saying how magical this time is.
Yeah.
One, it's our favorite time of the year. Two, like it's October's birthday.
Yeah.
We're coming into fall. It's spooky season. Just magic all around.
Magic all around. We didn't even say we got to go to a party last week.
Yes.
To celebrate. All of the nominees got to go down to Stage AE in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
So that added to the magic. The city is really beautiful this time. The weather is just, it's just perfect. And being in the city and celebrating with everyone, it was super cool.
Yes. Congratulations to all of the winners out there.
The winners and the nominees.
Yes.
Yeah. We were in there with some really cool people. A lot of people we really love and admire and respect. So that's super cool. Thank you for putting us there. Go celebrate today. I don't know. Do something worthy of an Uncle Bob celebration.
Yes.
We're drinking pumpkin ale.
Yeah.
You know what? And it's fucking fire.
It's called Ichabod.
It's called Ichabod Pumpkin Ale from New Holland. Dude, this might be one of the best pumpkin ales. Not spawns.
Fire.
You know what? Not spawns, but it is pretty good.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Hey, Lore, I have one last thing to say.
What?
So, I do believe we said that if we won, that we would release that one video that I... releasing the Kraken. Not to quote your favorite Greek mythology or anything, but it would be like releasing the Kraken. If you're new here, we sat down to record one day and Lore just, you know what, we're not ashamed of farts over here. She farted.
My digestive tract was not happy.
We think farts are funny if you don't tune out now. We did say we would release, it was all caught on camera. And it was hilarious. It wasn't just a standard. It was pretty funny. It was a good one. But here's the thing, Lore. We won 2 awards. And wouldn't you fucking know it? Me and Lore had to sit down 2 weeks ago and film kind of serious content for this thing we'll probably be telling you about soon. But it was really cool. So we had to sit down and record content. And she didn't.
I didn't know the camera was on. Damn it. It gets me every time.
So I got her again, bitch. And that one's even funnier. So
every time you sit down to record, it's like you've got to get the burps out, get the farts out. Because, you know, you don't want to be doing it. What if you were doing a live stream? You don't want that to happen.
You know what, Lore? We have some of this coming up. So try to fucking contain yourself. Pack it in.
Okay? Too much kombucha.
The booch will get you.
The booch will get you every time.
So I have 2 videos. Okay. And if I have your consent, I will post them over on Patreon. I will make them public. You just have to go to Patreon to see them.
Oh my gosh. 3 years of embarrassing myself. Why stop now?
You know what? Don't stop her now. She's having such a good time. You know what? No shame. Shame has left the building. I'm sure you'll catch me doing something equally as embarrassing shortly. Jake did catch me falling down the hill when we went to Green Man's Tunnel the other day. So maybe, you know what? I'll put that on there too. It's just going to be a nice little compilation.
Speaking of embarrassing, we have had several people purchase the Labyrinth shirt with my face on it.
Yeah, so love that.
I'm going to be out in public.
I believe someone in Australia ordered one, so I'm really glad your face is going to be seen.
Looking like David Bowie in the Labyrinth. Great.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed that local legend.
Yes.
The local lore. Make sure you send yours in.
Yes.
Our email will be linked below. Yes. Come on, let's have some fun with that. That's going to be super cool.
Thank you to the city of Pittsburgh. Thank you, Pittsburgh City Paper.
I'd like to thank Pittsburgh.
And we'll catch you Friday for
our
full
length episode. You know what? We should do another photo shoot. A private one on a Pittsburgh potty or something.
Oh my God.
You know what? Stay tuned. Stay tuned. My mind is, it's working. Hey, we'll see you Friday for a full length episode.
All right. TTFN.
Cut, print, check the gate. Moving on.